With a Democrat about to take over in the White House, General Motors is now getting behind California's push to set its own emissions standards. In a letter to environmental groups, GM CEO Mary Barra said yesterday that the company no longer supports the Trump administration's lawsuit against those stricter standards for automobiles, and she urged Toyota and Fiat Chrysler to get on board and join GM in its opposition. Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, and he joins us now. Hey, Robin.
Hello, Peter.
So the context here is that GM, had backed Trump's lawsuit against California because the company, at one point at least, believed that federal regulators should set emissions rules and not individual states. So why are they changing their minds now?
Because even in less than a year, the market has moved so much. In one word, Tesla. The company is now worth $500 billion. It has the second wealthiest person on the planet in Elon Musk. By comparison, GM is worth a little over $61, $62 billion. The market is emphatically telling you that it's no longer about miles per gallon and are you going to get 15 miles per gallon or 32 or your hybrid strategy. It's a different binary. It's between the internal combustion engine and the future, which is electric.
Oh, that's very interesting. You know, five other big automakers had already gotten behind California's standards, including Ford and Honda. So what do you think? Does GM's shift mean that Toyota and Fiat Chrysler are following? And what does that mean for the industry and that competition, as you say, against Tesla, if all the big automakers now are on board?
It's all but certain. I mean, it kind of looks like a PR black eye at this point, especially tone deaf in that the administration has come out, the Biden transition, and said that we're going to throw money and effort and bandwidth behind jobs and electric cars. So if you want to be on that same wavelength, if you want to kind of tonally shift, of course, they are free to stay inside that lawsuit against California, but it's not going to have much teeth to it without a Biden Justice Administration.
Do you think if Biden hadn't won, that GM would be doing any of this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, Donald Trump got more than, what, $72 million votes. And the market had shifted during Donald Trump's time in office. Look at what has happened over the past 4 or 5 years. GM said last week it was hiking its investment in electric cars by $27 billion over the next 5 years. Not coincidentally, people on Wall Street are lauding GM. The stock is at a multi-year high after bankruptcy, in large part due to its efforts in electric, not internal combustion.
What does profitability look like for electric cars?
That's a hugely open question because Tesla has been iterating this for years. We know that a lot of these car companies haven't even been all that profitable in their hybrid strategy. So can they get the range that people are going to command, let's say 300, 350 mile range, and battery prices and cost of entire vehicle and customer satisfaction at a certain matrix where Tesla is right now? Arguably, Wall Street's saying Tesla has a 2, 3, 4 year advantage.
Well, Robin Farzad, I was going to ask you if these automakers appear to be shifting with political winds, but it sounds like what you're saying is no, this is purely economics. This is purely business. You know, what would happen if a Republican took office in 4 years? Sounds like you're saying much the same.
Well, Donald Trump was not overtly, warm with Tesla and electric vehicles. He was talking about saving fossil fuels, about coal, about BTUs, and this happened regardless. Even if oil prices were to collapse, the market has spoken. It's not about the internal combustion engine anymore.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, thanks so much.
My pleasure.